ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 14, Text 33.
Evam Advani Abaruntano Mrityu Gaja Bhayat Tamasi Giri Kondara Praye.
Have you been chanting these responsively, these verses, or what have you been doing? No. Okay. Evam advanya avarundhano mrityu gaja bhayat tamasi giri kandara praye.
Evam,
in this way,
advani,
on the path of sense gratification, avarundhanaha, being confined, he forgets the real purpose of life.
Mrityu gaja bhayat,
out of fear of the elephant of death.
Tamasi,
in the darkness.
Giri
kandara
praye,
similar to the dark caves in the mountains. In this material world, when the conditioned soul forgets his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and does not care for Krishna consciousness, he simply engages in different types of mischievous and sinful activities. He is then subjected to the threefold miseries, and out of fear of the elephant of death, he falls into the darkness, bound in a mountain cave. This microphone seemed too loud. It was feeding back a little bit. It's okay. Purport. Everyone is afraid of death. And however strong a materialistic person may be, when there is disease and old age, one must certainly accept death's notice. The conditioned soul becomes very morose to receive notice of death. His fear is compared to the fear experienced upon entering a dark mountain cave, and death is compared to a great elephant.
Om Jnana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mayam Tadhati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrashatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabathutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Taptakam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prashabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kopitarubhyascha Kripasindhobhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Evam Advanya Varundhano Mityu Gajabhayat Tamasi Giri Kandara Praye. In this section, Jhadabharat is explaining to Maharaj Rahugana the meaning of the various metaphorical examples that he's given earlier. In the earlier chapter, he simply spoke of in metaphors. There's an elephant, there's a cave, there's so many things. And now he spells out, at the request of the king, what all these pictures mean. So there's a advani avaruntana. Advani means on the path. He's on a path of sense gratification. It's just mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Mrityu Sansara Vartmani, Vartma also, path, Vartmana. So he's on the path, but Ashradhana Purusha Dharmas Yasya Parantapa. He has no faith in the message of devotional service to Krishna. The message of Sanatana Dharma, the message of Krishna consciousness. Ashradhana. He has no faith, or once Prabhupada explained this Ashradhana word, he has no interest. If we have no faith in something, we have no interest. Like a business deal, you propose some business deal, and to me it sounds shaky. So I have no faith, therefore I have no interest. I'm not going to invest in your proposal. So the materialistic persons, or unfortunate persons, have no interest in Krishna consciousness. Aprapya mam nivartante. Therefore they can't achieve Krishna. They have no faith in Krishna, they have no interest in Krishna. How will they achieve Krishna? So what happens then? Aprapya mam nivartante mrityu sangsara vartmani. They remain on the path of mrityu sangsara, of repeated birth and death in this material world. They have faith in sense gratification. They're not faithless totally. They have faith in sense gratification. If I work hard, it is a little too high, therefore it's feeding back. Just a little lower. Todasa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Okay. He has faith in the process of sense gratification. If I work hard, if I get a good job, if I get a good degree and a good career, then I'll have a happy life. He's working hard, working hard. So he has faith in that. But he doesn't have faith in Krishna. So he doesn't go to Krishna. He stays in this material world where he can continue to work hard, continue to cycle in the round of birth and death. Mrityu sangsara vartmani. And so this is his path, his chosen path, the path of sense gratification. And while he's enjoying sense gratification, there's still, he's not free from fear. There's an expression in English, it's sort of common these days, the elephant in the room. You familiar with that expression, the elephant in the room? Some people are sitting in a room and they're talking about this, they're talking about that, or they're watching television, or they're doing what they're doing. But there's an elephant in the room, and no one wants to talk about that. There's an elephant in the room. No one's talking about that. They're just going on as if it didn't exist. So here, Gaja means elephant. Mrityu Gaja. Mrityu Gaja, the elephant of death. The elephant is very powerful. The trunk of the elephant has so many muscles. And if it decides to pick you up and throw you down, there's nothing you can do. Have you ever been grabbed by an elephant? Well, the elephant's trunk is very powerful. It just picks you up and grabs you, and if it wants, it can throw you down. And then step on you. Actually, it's one method of execution. I don't know if in India it was used, in the Middle East it's known, that one method of execution is the man's head goes on the block and the elephant steps on him. Steps on his head and crushes him. The elephant is very powerful. Huge power that the elephant has. So, Mrityu Gaja, it's a very suitable image, the elephant of death. Here we are, a tiny little person and powerful elephant. Therefore, Mrityu Gaja Bhaya. Bhaya means fear. Of these four propensities, eating, sleeping, mating, and fearing, Srila Prabhupada said fearing is actually the most prominent. We might think mating, but actually fearing. Just like you see the birds, there some grain is on the ground, and they're eating, but they're eating like this. They're looking this way and that. Is someone coming to kill me? Right? They're always in fear. And as soon as it seems that someone's coming or some dangers, they flies away. Always in fear. So this fear is prominent. And the human beings are also very much afraid of dying. Very much afraid of dying. Mrityu Gaja Bhaya. And especially in old age, a young man can go on as if he'll live forever. Actually, Chanakya Pandit gives this advice that if you want to enjoy sense gratification, you should live as though you'll never die. Don't think about death. Because if you think that I'm going to die, then it spoils your sense gratification. And if you want to make spiritual advancement, then think that you might die at any moment. Because that's the fact. That's the fact. So a young person, very much intoxicated by sense gratification, may carry on as though he's immortal, as though death will never come. It'll come in the far distant future. We don't have to think about it. But an old person is always being reminded. The systems are falling apart. When Vidura visited Dhritarashtra, he told Dhritarashtra, "You're such an old fool. You are blind. You've been blind since death. Now you're growing hard of hearing. Your liver is weak. Your teeth are becoming loose. Appetite is shot. All of the different functions of the body are deteriorating like an old gumsho. You use a gumsho or any garment so many times, and after a while it just, so many holes start to develop, then more holes, then it rips, then after, still you use it, finally finished. So Vidura told Dhritarashtra that your body is like that. Now it's deteriorating in so many ways, falling apart, and still you're thinking, "I'm the royal uncle of the Pandavas. I'm King Dhritarashtra." Dhritarashtra, Rashtra means kingdom, and holding on to the kingdom. Although your notice is there. That's called avaranatmika shakti, the covering potency of maya, by which, even though every sign of imminent death is there, he's thinking, "No, I'll carry on." This is called maya. So the old people, there, so many things are falling apart. This system is not working. That system is not working. Leg pains, chest pains, muscle pains, this pain, that pain. Then stroke, heart attack, this, that. So many signs are there that the body is falling apart. And as he gets older also, his friends are disappearing. In America, the old people especially often live in like colonies, you know. And in that colony, on regular intervals, the ambulance is coming. And one of the residents is permanently transferred to the graveyard. So the rest of the people are staying, one friend less. This one is going, this one is going, this one is going, this one is going. Or in wartime, even the young men, they're fighting. And after the day's battle, this one is gone, that one is gone, this one is gone, that one is gone. I heard from one devotee that in modern warfare, the average life expectancy of a man in battle is 5 minutes or 10 minutes, something like that. You know, with modern weapons, you can just wipe out everyone so quickly. So many people are killed. Everyone, the whole world, everyone is dying. And we're thinking that we'll not die. We're behaving as though we'll not die. What's that? Ahanya hanya bhutani gacchantiha yamalaya. Every day so many people are being carted off to the kingdom of death. Shesha stavara ichchanti kim aisharya tapparam. And still those who are left are desiring, "Let me stay here, let me stay here, let me stay here." although it's impossible to stay. What could be more astonishing than this? Oh, everyone is desiring to stay. Everyone is hoping against hope that with the help of the doctor, with the help of modern medicine, I can go on. So many good years left. Even sometimes people think that modern science will make it possible for my body to be revived when there's some future discovery. Let me have my body frozen. But meanwhile, they're in fear. The fear of dying is sometimes openly manifest, so often openly manifest. The traffic light changes, or a car is rushing from here or there. People are stepping back. They don't want to die. Or there's a tornado or some, what is that called? Tidal wave. And everyone runs. Or if there's a fire in a building, everyone runs. Because no one wants to die. Even a cockroach, you try and step on him, he runs away. He doesn't want to die either. So no one wants to die, but generally we put it out of our mind. Or when it comes to our mind, then we're in great fear. And even when we're keeping it out of our mind, the fear is like a repressed fear. The fear is underneath things. Like a person who's going to battle and he's showing a strong face, he's looking brave, but in his heart, he's afraid. In his heart, he's afraid. So people are putting on a brave face. How are you doing? Doing great. But inside, someplace, they know, I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die. Sometimes even people become depressed. Even young people, if they think about it, that I'm going to die, they may become depressed. Or an old person facing death becomes depressed. Giri Kandara Praye. And here's his situation, that he's in darkness. Tamasi means darkness. He's in darkness, and Giri Kandara, as if confined in a cave. As if confined in a cave. Imagine it becomes dark, say, darkness of night, no electricity, and we're all confined in the darkness, total darkness. And you can't go anywhere, you can't get out. And there's an elephant. What is your situation? In modern torture, they have so many things, but this is one kind of torture, that you put a person in complete darkness. He doesn't know if it's day, he doesn't know if it's night, he doesn't know where he is, he doesn't know what's going to happen to him. You just keep him in complete darkness. And American technology, they've developed this waterboarding. You're familiar with that from the Gulf War? Maybe, maybe not. It's a torture technique. They pour water over your face in such a way and into your mouth in such a way that it feels exactly like you're going to die. It feels like you're drowning. Even if you've had it done to you and you know, I'm not going to drown, you can't avoid the reflex of feeling, I'm drowning, I'm drowning, I'm drowning. So he's in terror. It's torture, it's terror. So someone is confined in the darkness and there's an elephant which could at any moment just smash him up against the wall. He can't see anything. How much fear he must be in. Oh, the conditioned soul, tamasi, he's in darkness. He has no knowledge. He doesn't know what is what. So his eyes of knowledge are sealed. He can't see. He's in darkness. And death is coming. He doesn't know how. He doesn't know when. And as he becomes old, all the threats are coming. All the threats are coming. Like a person who's getting death threats. He's always in fear. Prabhupada met the Prime Minister of India, Srimati Indira Gandhi, in her later years, and he described that she was in great fear because there were so many threats against her life that she'd imposed that emergency and all of that. She was in, the lady was in tremendous fear. Getting death threats. So in old age, so many death threats. Anything could be fatal. The old person gets an infection and it doesn't heal. He falls and breaks a hip. Eats the wrong thing and chokes to death. Anything can happen. At any moment. And he doesn't know when, he doesn't know how, he doesn't know what. Mrityu gacha bhaya, great fear. Well, this is the world in which we're trying to enjoy. And fear, not only I may die, but my wife may die, my husband may die, my son may die, my daughter may die. It's not only my death, but the death of so many others. But finally my own. Therefore the material world is called Martyaloka, the world of death. World of death. So the human life is meant to address this problem. They're addressing so many problems. Financial problems, military problems, political problems, social problems, psychological problems, family problems. This problem, that problem. This is the underlying problem. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. Dukkha dosha anudarshanam. Krishna says one should always be aware of these four problems. And these are the problems we should be solving. Not the temporary economic problem, temporary social problem, temporary material disaster problem. Those problems can't be solved as long as we're in the material world. There's a food problem. Some people don't have enough food. They can't stay in school. It can't be solved you solve that problem, some other problem will come. That's the nature of the material world. But Krishna directs us that this is the problem to solve. Why do I have to be born into this material existence again and again? Why do I have to die? Why do I have to get old? Why diseased? These are the problems. Those problems must be solved. Not that we waste our time on so many petty problems, and then the big problems remain unsolved. Those crucial problems should be solved. Well, that's the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. People should become free from birth and death, free from disease and old age, and go by going back to Krishna. They should become Shraddhana Purusha, persons with faith in Krishna consciousness, persons who understand the science of Krishna, who surrender to Krishna, manmana bhavamadbhatta, madhyaji mam namaskuru, mam evaishasi satyam te patijane priyoshana. One becomes Krishna conscious, he goes back to Godhead, problem solved. Any other solution will fail. So for this purpose we're distributing this Maha Mantra. For this purpose we're distributing so many books, so that people can get free from the darkness of material existence, free from birth and death and the fear that comes with them, and go back to their natural constitutional position in devotional service. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? Bolia.
The Ramdev Baba, who is a Hatha Yogi, you must be knowing Ramdev Baba.
The helicopter or plane is drowning you out. Let's wait.
Ramdev Baba, you must be knowing him. Hatha Yogi, Yoga Guru.
Yoga Guru?
Ramdev Baba, do you know?
No, never heard of him.
He's situated in Haridwar.
Excuse me?
He's situated in Haridwar.
Yes.
And he's teaching Yogasana and Pranayam.
Yes.
For health.
Yes.
And he himself is enjoying excellent health.
Yes.
Though he is not a Krishna conscious person.
Yes.
Why Krishna does not grant such excellent health to devotees who are at least...
Because devotees are not interested. Here's someone, he's interested in excellent health, he's doing pranayam, he's doing this, he's doing that. Maybe he'll live to be 100. Maybe he'll live to be 150. Maybe he's a great yogi and he'll live to be 300 years old. And then what will happen?
If the devotees are granted good health...
What will happen? What will happen? He'll die. So I'm very healthy for so many years and then I die. And that means my life is a failure. If I haven't developed my love for Krishna, then my good health, my good wealth, my good wife, my good family, my good name, my good everything is all useless. It's all useless. And even if one lives for 2 minutes, but he achieves Krishna consciousness, his whole life is a success. His whole life is a success. But we haven't dedicated our lives. If we wanted to dedicate our lives to that, we'd be on the other side of the wall here. Where the garden is, there's a wall, and if you like you can be on this side of the wall, or if you like, you can be on that side of the wall. On this side of the wall, we'll chant and dance and chant Hare Krishna in the morning. On that side of the wall, they'll lift weights and do their bicycle thing, and they'll develop strong muscles and look good, so that when the elephant steps on them, they'll step on a very good body. So if you like, you can dedicate yourself to living a long time and having good health. And so like Prabhupada did so many things that were bad for health. In your old age, you don't travel all around the world. Travel, it wears you out. Travel wears you out. Irregular schedule, irregular, different climate, different food, different this, that. Exertion, just flying itself, different time zones. But Prabhupada didn't live to be healthy. Prabhupada lived so that we could be spiritually healthy, so that the people of the world could enjoy eternal health. Vidyayam ritamashnute, in the spiritual world. Avidyayam mrityum tirtva. However healthy you are, you're going to die. That means you're sick as a dog. You look good, but you're going to die. You've got this terminal disease. You're going to die. Whoever you are, healthy, sick, everyone has the same terminal disease. Inevitable death syndrome. Your yogi in the Himalayas and hardware is suffering from inevitable death syndrome, just like everyone in the material world. And sometimes, just like you see people who have AIDS, you don't know he has AIDS. He looks very good, but he's under the threat that any day he could die. Your yogi is in that position. So we're not interested in health. For Krishna, even if there's ill health, it's a blessing. Like Krishna is giving me clear notice that I have to get serious. If there's trouble, the devotee takes it. This is Krishna's mercy. He's putting me through some trouble. I have to become serious. If there's no trouble, I can become lax. When things are difficult, then I have to become serious. So Krishna gives sometimes extra blessings. Yudhisthira Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj asked Sukadeva Goswami that Krishna is the Lakshmipati, he's the husband of the goddess of fortune. And his devotees are known for being poor. And Lord Shiva is so poor that he doesn't even have a house. He lives under a tree. And his devotees are getting all wealth. Well, what's going on? Well, Parikshit Maharaj said, yes, the same question was asked by your grandfather, Yudhisthira Maharaj, to Lord Krishna. And Lord Krishna said, yes, if I really favor someone, I take everything away from him. So that he surrenders and his life becomes successful. This wealth, why is Lord Shiva able to give so much wealth? He's married to the goddess of the material energy. His wife is Maya personified. So whatever Maya you want, she can give you. You want wealth, you want a big mansion, you want to be the head of a multinational corporation, you want good health, you want a beautiful wife. Take. And imagine that you'll live forever. But Krishna is very kind. Harishe taddanam shanai. When he's especially kind, he takes away. Now, whenever the devotee sees that I'm in some difficulty, he takes it. This is Krishna's mercy. Now I have to become more Krishna conscious.
Hare Krishna, thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, as you said that
you have to see, the nature of the microphone is that you have to speak directly into it in a most unhygienic looking fashion, then it works.
As you said that we have to first first and foremost of our problems are birth, death, old age and disease, and if we solve those problems, all other petty problems will automatically be solved. But we see that even after accepting the process of devotional service and after coming to ISKCON, sometimes there are petty problems and the mind gives excuses that these problems are part of your spiritual journey. Your spiritual journey. When you solve this, then only you can solve. Like, you know, it might come as a service. The mind may say these problems are, to solve these problems is your service.
But the little problems we deal with, but not to make them the main thing. Suppose I have a cold. Okay, so I deal with the problem. I stop taking cold things. I eat hot things. Maybe I take some medicine. But not that my main business in life is how to deal with my cold, then how to deal with my liver problem, then how to deal with this, how to deal with that, then how to deal with my marital problem, how to deal with my financial problem, how to deal with this, how to deal with that, how to deal with what about my this, so many things. So that I become so preoccupied with all of those problems. Let me just solve this problem. Let me just solve that problem. And then I'll be Krishna conscious. And at the end, none of the problems have been solved, or each solved problem has been replaced by the next problem, and still you're not Krishna conscious. First let me solve this problem. First let me get my daughter married. First let me get this set up. First let me get that set up. First this, that, then. At the end, he's left with nothing. So it's a question of priorities for the Krishna conscious person. This is the priority. How to serve Krishna. Could all of you who still have your cell phones on, please turn them off? Yes. Devaki Nandan Prabhu.
Thank you for awakening class.
Try to say something bona fide.
You very nicely described about this old age thing and how it is painful and nobody wants to die. Now, according to Varnasram system, the society was set such a way that one become Krishna conscious even while living, and after a certain age go to the forest and stay, you know, lonely in practicing Krishna consciousness by performing tapasya and so on and so forth. Now, when Prabhupada talks about Daivi Varnasram, is he talking about same kind of thing or something different?
Talking about?
Same kind of...
Yeah, there's four orders are there. Brahmacharya ashram, grahastha ashram, vanaprastha ashram, sannyasa ashram. This Prabhupada wanted to institute. Brahmachari guru kule vasandanta guru hitam. At the beginning of life, the child should be sent to the gurukul so that he learns control of the mind, control of the senses. He focuses on learning the science of Krishna. He also learns something useful for his livelihood, that may be. But the main thing is he learns how to be Krishna conscious, how to control the mind and senses and engage in the service of Krishna. Then he becomes, either he remains brahmachari, very nice, saves himself so much trouble, or he marries, and because he's trained, he's a self-controlled householder, and he's able to navigate through the difficulties of householder life, and still he keeps Krishna in the center of everything, just Pandavas were doing. They were grihasthas, but the center of everything was Krishna. Then, third stage, one should leave householder life. one should not work till the end. One should not retire in comfort and leisure. One should not waste one's time on the golf course or in playing cards or fishing or in so many other things. One should free oneself from the attachments of householder life. No sex. Vanaprastha ashram means, first of all, zero sex. First thing. Because sex is the anchor which is keeping us in the material world. But one has to give up sex and detach oneself from this strongest material attachment, the attachment between man and woman. I think a couple days back there was discussion about that attachment. Yesterday, actually. That attachment should be slackened. If we try to break it all at once, that may be difficult. Therefore, there's an intermediate ashram, vanaprastha ashram, which is very serious business. It's not just that I get old and I get old and I go to my cousin's marriage and my brother's daughter's marriage and another marriage and another marriage and a birthday celebration and some other marriage, and I'm spending my retired life going to different social functions. And Shastra said that a vanaprastha who is goes around in social activities is a fallen person. He's fallen. I forget exactly what Bhagavatam says, but he's fallen. That's the point. He's not properly situated. The idea is to pull out of all of these things. No more sex. Freedom from social misidentification. This is my cousin, this is my this, this is my cousin brother, this is my daughter's this, that. This is all Maya. This is not my brother, this is not my cousin, this is not my sister, this is not any of these things. This is my whole problem. I'm thinking I'm this body, and in relationship to the body, these are all my people. The Bhagavatam says, don't spend your older years going around to all these illusory functions. Why illusory function? Because it's increasing the sense that I'm this body. Or perpetuating the sense that I'm this. That's all right for some years, grihastha life. After grihastha life, stop. Don't go to this marriage, that marriage. The only marriage, Krishna Rukmini, if there's some celebration like that, you can go. Tulsi Vivaha Yajna, that you can go. Those years should be spent on pilgrimage to different holy places, by going to temples. This Vrindavan was established for that. Prabhupada was very unhappy when the temple was filled up with women and children, families. He said, this is for older people so that they can retire from material life. The Vrindavan is for that. Puri is for that. There are so many holy places which are for that. Or one can take advantage. We have so many temples. One can come and serve. But especially these holy places are there. And what is it for? It's for tapasya. It's for engagement in devotional service. It's for getting free from material attachments so that you can have a happy life. You worked like a dog for 25 years, all these anxieties, all this problem solving. Family life just means a mountain full of problems and this and that, and I have to put my head into this, I have to put my head into that. No time to read, no time to chant, busy, sorry. No time to come, like to come, but sorry. So now is your freedom. Panchashortam vanam brajet. After the age of 50, one should just get out. And be happy about it. Now I don't have to do this rot anymore. Hitvatmapatam grihamandakupam vanam gato yad hanimashriyata. Not simply going to the forest. Main thing is to take shelter of Krishna. So vanaprastha life is meant for that. And it's the missing ashram in our present social setup. both in the larger world and in ISKCON also. That people have not yet seen how they can free themselves. Or they're not, they've seen no clear path, how I can get free from family life. That should be given great attention, because there are so many people who are eligible for freedom. And if they're not taking the opportunity or not guided to freedom, then it will be lost. To die in material attachment is not recommended.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, we saw how...
You have to do the same thing that he did.
Maharaj, we saw how living entity is overcome by fear and we should overcome it. So, and in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna that come, rise above the modes of nature. Nishtray Gunya.
Svapamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Even a little bit of devotional service can save one from the greatest fear. And what to speak of a lot of devotional service.
So, Maharaj, means, is it in living entity's control to rise? Is it in living entity's control to rise above the modes, as Krishna says to Arjuna?
It's in Krishna's control, and you surrender to Krishna and he'll release you. Just like the prisoner, it's not in his control to get out of prison. But if he cooperates with the prison authorities, then the authorities open the door. All right, you're free to go. Mayam etam turantite. Mayam eva ye prapadyante. Mayam etam turantite.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
People on the other side of the wall in sense gratification, in the cycle of birth and death, don't they also at some stage evolve and...
Don't they also have?
As at some stage in their birth and death cycle, evolve and get into Krishna consciousness?
Don't they also at some stage evolve and get into Krishna consciousness? Not necessarily. The demonic... what is that? In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "Mudha janmani janmani mam aprapyaiva kontiya tato yantiyar mam gatim." What is the beginning? Kama mashri tridushpuram. That's the beginning. That's too far in the beginning. What's the beginning of that verse? Ashramya ashubham. Tanaham Dushram Kruran Sangsareshu Naradhaman. The lowest among men, Naradhamas. Namam Duskrita Namudha Prabhajante Naradhama. Kshipamya Dushram Ashubhan. I throw them down into the wombs of those who are ashrish veva yonishu, into demonic wombs or to lower species of life. Just put a sign up front that if your cell phone rings in the temple, it will be given to charity. Asarim yonim apanda mudha janmani janmani. They go down to these demonic species. They're born into mudha janma again and again. Mama prapyaiva, they don't attain me. Eva, they definitely don't attain me. Tato yanti anamam gatim, they go down to the lowest regions of existence. It's not guaranteed. Well, he's a human being, and anyway, he's done a few, gives some money to charity, and he loves his kids, and well, sooner or later he'll come to Krishna. No. He can go down by sinful activities, by bad association, by the influence of Kali Yuga. They can go down and down to the lowest regions. Not that everyone just automatically comes up and up. Daivi sampadvi mokshaya nirbandhaya surimata. The path of divine life, Krishna conscious life, leads to liberation. The demonic life leads to bondage. So the danger is very great. And so much is being done in the material world to lead people toward asuric life. Gambling, intoxication, meat-eating, illicit sex. So if we don't focus on leading them to spiritual life, Krishna conscious life, then their future is bleak.
Maharaj, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
A devotee is also not free from problems. So whenever he is faced with some problem, what should be his attitude? Should he bother Krishna for solving the problem or simply keep quiet and chant Hare Krishna?
Yeah, why bother Krishna? Solve my problem, solve this problem, that problem. But if you think that this problem needs to be solved, then better to approach Krishna. Otherwise, all right, I have some problem, let me serve Krishna, that's all. Or even Prabhupada, that if you like, then you can solve this problem. But it's not that you have to solve my problems. That's not your business that you're my order supplier. He told us we could pray that if you desire, then let Prabhupada go on living. Not, you must. And as far as Prabhupada was concerned, if I live, I live. If I die, I die. He wanted to go on parikrama of Govardhan in the Nox cart. The doctor said that he would die at the first bump. And the devotees said, Prabhupada, don't go, you'll die. Prabhupada said, I won't die, I'll live. He said, anyway, if I die, that's expected. And if I live, it's wonderful. And Prabhupada said, I just want the benediction to be able to die serving Krishna, die on the battlefield like Bhishma Dev. Not that our business somehow to go on living, somehow to go on living, life support, tubes in the body, somehow keep the heart pumping, keep the lungs breathing. No, let me just serve Krishna. And when the body is finished, it's finished. I didn't hear the bell ring, but it's 9:15, so should we stop? You have a question, yes.
Hello, Dalvat Pranam Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Meri samasya ye hai, jab tak comfort zone rehta hai, tab tak to कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस प्रैक्टिस चलती है लेकिन जब संसार की या मेरे घर की प्रॉब्लम आती है उस समय सबसे पहले अटैक मेरा कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस पे होता है वो नहीं कर पाता और वो प्रॉब्लम भी सॉल्व नहीं कर पाता अच्छी तरह से और ये एक प्रॉब्लम का मैं सामना करता हूं
हिज क्वेश्चन इज that when I am in comfort zone, when I am in comfort zone, I feel happy chanting and practicing Krishna consciousness. But when there's some trouble comes, that time I kind of keep the Krishna consciousness aside and try to solve the problem. Although I can solve it, but still I try. So how to solve this problem, that even when trouble comes, then I remain fixed in Krishna consciousness. That's what.
Yeah, that's very... that's a test for us. That when we have to be so serious that when things become difficult, we remember Krishna. Prabhupada gave the example that the parrot is trained. Someone trains a parrot. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then the parrot is attacked by a cat. The parrot chants, ah! He forgets all about Hare Krishna. So it requires our serious determination and practice. Abhyasena tu kontiya vairagena chikriyate. Practice and detachment also. Detachment means I'm trying to solve this problem, but it's in Krishna's hand. If Krishna likes, my problem will be solved. Otherwise, if Krishna doesn't like, the problem won't be solved. Maybe my business will fail. Maybe my health will fail. Maybe my this project or that project will fail. If Krishna desires, it will succeed. If Krishna desires, it will fail. What is that? Labha labho jaya jaya. What's the beginning? Sukhe duke same kritva labha labho jaya jaya. Krishna says that one should be equally situated. Whether there's happiness, there's distress, there's gain, there's loss, there's victory, there's defeat. And my business is to serve Krishna. And if he makes me a success, good. I'll use the success position to serve Krishna. If he makes me a failure, that's good. I won't be attached to my success, my false prestige, my this, that. He'll make me a failure. Good. If he gives me good health, nice. I'll travel all around, I'll serve Krishna. If he gives me bad health, alright, now I have to get very serious. The same, Prabhupada said, like a businessman, expert investor, when the market goes up, he makes money, and when the market goes down, he makes money. The market goes up, he sells for a profit. Market goes down, he buys cheap. He doesn't care if the market goes up or down. It's good for him either way. But a Krishna conscious person, their success or failure, there's happiness or distress, whatever there is, it's all an opportunity for serving Krishna. So he's the same in all circumstances. So, abhyasena tu kontiya, vairagena. When we develop that spirit of detachment, then these things are possible. How do we develop that attachment? By practice. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Jai, some of it's apocryphal.